Florida Vote Count Official Accused of Having More Voters on Rolls Than Eligible Citizens. By John Binder on November 9, 2018. The Florida official put in charge of counting votes in Broward County, the most liberal county in the state, for the gubernatorial and Senate race was previously accused of having more voters on her rolls than eligible voters in the county. Despite the election occurring days ago, Broward County Board of Elections Supervisor Brenda Snipes continues tallying ballots, though she has refused to disclose how many ballots are still not counted. Republican Senate candidate Rick Scott has announced he will sue the county for mishandling the election. In 2016, Snipes had a lawsuit filed against her office by the American Civil Rights Union after they claimed she had more voters on the rolls in the county than eligible citizens in the area at one point. According to the lawsuit, filed by the Public Interest Legal Foundation, Broward County had more voters on their voter rolls than eligible citizens with a 103% voter registration rate. The lawsuit also accused Broward County of having nearly 50 registered voters on the rolls who were older than the oldest living American at the time. One of those voters was allegedly listed as being 130 years old. Another 1,200 voters allegedly remained on the Broward County rolls despite using ineligible commercial addresses, and about 23% of the voters who died in 2011 were allegedly still on the county voter rolls in May 2012, the lawsuit stated. As Breitbart News reported, in May, a judge ruled that Snipes had violated state and federal law after she destroyed voter ballots in the state's 2016 congressional election. In the race, former Democratic National Convention (DNC) Chairwoman Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz won re-election by less than 7,000 votes against Democrat primary challenger Tim Canova. The next year, when Canova asked to review the paper ballots in the race, it was revealed that Snipes destroyed the ballots only 12 months after the primary. Federal and state law mandates that ballots not be destroyed until 22 months after an election. The case exposed that Snipes staff had opened ballots in private in 2016 on Election Day. President Trump said authorities are looking into potential election fraud in Broward County, writing online that Democrat lawyers are descending on Florida. "They have been very clear they aren't here to make sure every vote is counted," Trump said. "They are here to change the results of election, and Broward is where they plan to do it." John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.